a bushel by measure, and it don't weigh 56 pounds. He said varies a little.
And the stuff you mentioned, letting bread get sour to make it rise, but sometimes they buy this stuff in a little package.
Yeah, even wheat, you can buy biscuits, you know, that way in the raid.
Yeah,
I don't,
this is kind of, they buy a little cake of this stuff, and they call it,
I don't know, that's sort of what that is.
Empton's Kunnel or yeast or...
Oh, yeah. Yeast will make it rise, you know.
What's that?
You have to put yeast in your flour and stuff to make it rise for light bread.
Okay. And the center of the egg is called a...
Yolk.
And the color is...
Yellow.
And if you put eggs in water for 3 minutes, you'd have...
Yeah, boiled eggs.
Sure. And what if you broke the shells?
You mean, and cook it?
Yeah.
Without?
Yeah.
I forget what to call that now.
Oh.
I don't know if it can be done. I mean,
yeah.
I have done that.
Well, they sometimes call them poached, and sometimes poached, and sometimes dropped.
We call them poached eggs.
All right. Now we're talking, you mentioned bacon before. What about the whole piece of meat from the shoulder to the ham?
What we call it?
Yeah. That whole piece. You take out that whole piece, you can cut out, it's about that, you know, however long it is.
Well, we call them dressed hogs, you know, if you think about the entire hog.
Well, I'm just talking about this piece on the side.
Side meat.
Would you call it side meat, or would you call it a side of bacon, or a middling, or...
Yeah, either one. I mean, it could be, we could say the middling, or a side meat. That used to be the cheapest part of the hog, you know, and the most expensive of that then time was the ham, you know.
Sure. Now, meat that is the kind of meat that has very little lean in it, that's called?
Fatbacker.
Okay, and the, when you smoke salted pork, what do you call that? If it's smoked and salted.
I can't call that one either.
Well, would you call it smoked meat or bacon or smoked pork?
We'll call it bacon.
All right. And when you're gonna, now the bacon, when you're gonna cut the bacon, you're gonna make it, you're gonna have it with eggs, let's say. The first thing you have to do with that middling is cut off that crust, that hard stuff. What do you call that? You know, the thing that has kind of formed on the along around the edge from being cured.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, do you call that hard crust the skin or the rind or the
rind, I believe, is common.
And bacon, to separate, to distinguish bacon from the kind, just bacon in general, from the bacon you have for breakfast, the kind you have, do you have a special name for that, the kind that you slice?
Some people say, where did you get this lean meat, you know? Well, it's a certain part of a side. It ain't all streaked. There's a certain side of it. And there's some types of hogs that there's more streaked meat in it than others.
Oh. I didn't know that. Now the if the man who cuts meat is a
butcher.
And meat packed in a casing is called, or just that kind of pork you grind up.
A sausage.
Yeah. And then if meat is left out too long, it gets
strong in a sense.
Yeah, and if it gets worse than that, you'd say
it's spoiled.
And if you after you slaughter a hog, and you take the head of the hog and boil off that meat, what do you make with that?